reason they're against it is because I won the presidency. And they think they can try and hurt us going into the presidency, but that's not going to happen. And we don't give up because we're doing the right thing for our country.
That's President Trump, of course. These, the Doobie Brothers, taking it to the streets. Taking it to... Wait, that's not the same song? Oh. All right, so here we go. When it comes to who's furloughed and who isn't, who gets paid, who doesn't, somebody texted in and said, I'm a contractor, and make no mistake about it, when a government contractor, when I don't get paid, I don't work. So the contractors don't get paid. They're going to lose money forever if you look at it that way, like an unsold concert ticket. That's money you'll never get back. In terms of the Coast Guard, about 6,400 civilian Coast Guard employees are not working. They've been furloughed. 42,000 active duty members are working, but without pay because of the shutdown, which I think today will become the longest one in American history. And our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll is asking you quite simply to make it real to you. If you were to miss the next paycheck that you are due, and I don't know how or when you get paid, but we get paid tomorrow, and I think it's every 2 weeks. Would you be okay, or would you be in deep doo-doo? And as it stands now, the numbers have been about two-thirds are saying okay, one-third in deep doo-doo. And along the lines of these Coast Guard workers, the Coast Guard put up some tips for them while they were not getting paid or furloughed or working without pay in terms of, cash flow. And if you're on hold, hang on. I just thought it was interesting, and they've since deleted it. It says, other than cutting back on your expenses, the only other way to compensate for the loss of income is to add new income. It was posted, by the way, on a Coast Guard's website, but it's been taken down. A couple of things you can do. Have a garage sale. That was their advice. Offer to watch children, walk pets, or house sit. Turn your hobby into income. Tutor students. Give music or sports lessons. And become a mystery shopper. So those are some ideas. John Kennedy, U.S. Senator, joins us now to talk about this whole thing. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tommy.
How you?
I am well, thanks, man.
Did you call a president a mule?
No. I called him a, I don't know what I called him, but
like the Missouri mule.
Friend.
And I don't mean it. That you meant it personally was an analogy, like the Missouri mule who sits down in the mud and says, "I'm not moving." He's resolute. He looks to me like he's not going to give an inch.
Well, he is resolute. We meaning the Republican members of the Senate meet three times a week for lunch to do business. And the president came over yesterday with the vice president. He spoke and took questions for about an hour, and he's unequivocal. I mean, he's resolute. He believes, and I happen to agree with him, that a part of border security is a wall or a barrier. And until Speaker Pelosi accepts that, I don't think there's going to be a resolution to this. He's willing to negotiate on how much money to appropriate for the barrier or the wall, but she has said not one single penny. And I don't think, I mean, my assessment of this is that at the moment, Speaker Pelosi hates the president more than she wants to seal the border and open up government. And until those two feelings are flipped, then I don't think we're going to make much progress.
Let me give you my take as Tommy Q. Citizen Tucker, all right?
I'd like to hear it.
When I watched, oh, by the way, you are my senator, aren't you?
Yeah,
I just realized that.
I work for you.
You do
scary
work for
thought,
me.
But
here's the thing. When I watched all of it on Tuesday night, I think.
Yeah.
My take was that the president laid out a case that this is not just about a wall. He mentioned all of the things that would be in the package, including increased border agents, electronic surveillance. I don't have the quote in front of me, but you understand what I'm saying. I think a lot of people will. But then when I heard the Democratic response, it seems like they're sticking to their talking point, if you will, and trying to make it all about, quote, the wall, a wall. The president even moved from that in his remarks, saying the Democrats don't like concrete. so we'll make it a barrier. It can be out of steel or whatever. So it would seem to me, in terms of compromise, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think the president is absolute. But I think in what he said during his speech, it opened the door to compromise. And then I think Chuck and Nancy slammed it shut. Make any sense to you?
I think that's a pretty good assessment. I mean, the real issue here is, given the fact that our border with our friends in Mexico is 1,900 miles, is it possible to secure that border without some sort of physical barriers, in addition to what we already have, which are working? And I think most fair-minded people who just put the politics aside say, well, a barrier or a wall alone won't do it. You need the other things you talked about.
Well, a president.
You can't do it without a barrier. There's a reason that Israel built a wall along the West Bank. There's a reason that Saudi Arabia built a wall along its border with Yemen. There's a reason that we have a wall or a barrier between North and South Korea. And Mrs. Pelosi's position is, well, I'll agree to give you more money for Border Patrol agents. I'll agree to give you money for better technology at our ports. I agree to give you money to help immigration judicial system, because we've got about a 700,000 case backlog. But I will not give you one single penny for a barrier, even though the walls in Yuma and El Paso and San Diego are working. And I just don't think that's a reasonable approach to this. And I think she is allowing her hatred for the president to supplant her otherwise pretty good judgment.
Let me ask you this.
Hatred is a very underestimated emotion.
The House passed a couple of bills to open a little bit of the government. I think it was the IRS, and I can't find the other one right here. The Senate's not going to hear it. It's Mitch McConnell, your boss, I guess, in a way, is not going to even open it to debate. So is the concern there that it's almost like a domino effect where the president telling Mitch McConnell in the Senate, look, we can't do this because it's going to be like dominoes. If you give in here, there's going to be something else, something else, something else.
Yes. And look, Senator McConnell is the majority leader, has the authority to bring something to the floor for a vote or keep it off. And he said, I'm keeping anything the House does off because, number one, it's not going to pass the Senate. And number two, the president would veto it. And Speaker Pelosi keeps saying, well, just open up the government and then we'll talk some more. But everybody up here knows that as soon as that happens, she's going to refuse to even attend meetings. So I think this will end, frankly. I'm not saying this is the best solution, but what I think will happen in the next 2 weeks is that unless Mrs. Pelosi decides to make some concessions, any concessions, the president is going to invoke the National Emergencies Act. And that will allow him, without Congress's authority, to take $20 billion in the Corps of Engineers and the Department of Defense budget for construction, and use a portion of that to build the extra 234 miles of barriers that he wants. We have, of the 1,900-mile border, we have about 600 miles of wall or barrier right now. And every place we put a barrier, immigration has dropped by about 95%. He wants to add another 234 miles. As soon as he does that, the Democrats will file suit, but, you know, that's the way the world works.
We got to run. I know you have to run, too. Remember, you do work for me, so get back to work. All right?
I do work for you.
Thank you,
sir.
Thanks,
man.
You bet. Senator John Kennedy.